This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
More roller skating music.
Oh, yeah. You better get ready to get down. Get out on the floor. We're going to have a speed skate race. Yeah. And forget, 70's not.
We got the cotton candy machine fixed.
You like that skating ring pizza?
Air hockey.
Fresh
Would
up.
You fart?
We got an air hockey tournament coming up at the top of the hour. Quit playing around with each other on the benches over there. We see what you're doing.
Bet she had a... This is Aretha, right?
Yep.
Bet you her lungs were huge.
She was so good.
Had to be in her
so
chest.
Talented.
was a big woman.
I bet she'd beat your ass, too. Like, I bet she could fight.
Wasn't she always big?
She wasn't in Blues Brothers.
Hello, what you want to eat, honey?
I saw her at the Peace Center, and one time she was like, she took her shoes off and she was just on. She was so good.
I saw Luther at the Peace Center a lot.
Luther Vandross?
Oh, yeah. My mom loved Luther. And then Harlem Boys Choir. I had to always go to those. So I saw Fat Luther and Skinny Luther.
Oh, you saw both versions?
Yeah. I'm like, they were both good.
Who's zooming who? Little did she know that would be talking about video chatting in the future.
None of those are no longer with us.
I know, Aretha's gone. Or yeah. Aretha.
What?
Aretha's gone, Luther's gone,
hey,
Harlem Boys Choir's gone.
Oh boy.
Fat boy, can we
gone.
Say her name? Because I love her name, but if we can't, I get it.
Oh, yeah, we can.
Oh.
She didn't say we couldn't.
Well, ask her. Just to make sure.
It's cool with saying your name?
I just don't want it. Because okay. It's Paige, it's a name that I've only heard Is one other woman being named this ever in my whole life.
You might try to bang.
Yeah. You want to guess?
Mm-hmm.
It's not Oprah.
She's never been named a woman's name.
I've never known another woman named this. And I didn't know this woman. She was a famous singer for like a few years.
She's cool.
God, can you imagine if it's the?
Could it be? I don't know.
The only Willa I ever knew was Willa Ford.
She had that one song.
Yeah.
That's a pretty name.
But it's not that Willa. But it is a Willa. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Wait, is this from the movie, Willa?
That was Willow.
Oh.
Yeah. Willa. Good morning. I love the name. Willa Ford, you know, that was, I'm sure you hear that all the time.
It's the baby from Willa.
Yeah. So we kind of, you're not very talkative. What's up? Did I offend you by calling you Willa? You're like, I don't know who Willa Ford is, dude. Just roll on. What you talking about, Willa? All right.
You had to be of a certain time, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So we kind of toyed around with
this.
You called yesterday during news, and we got you on today. The tease I love is that you started dating a guy, and one would be weird, but a closet full is a red flag. I love that. I love that. And Paige here doesn't know what it is yet, so this is going to be very telling. How long have you been? This is your boyfriend, right?
Yes, yes.
How long y'all been together?
About 2 months now.
Oh, this is new.
This is new.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you hear that? Yes.
Yeah.
This
is like
yeah.
She's fun.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Is
well, see, you know, it's good. It's lasted 2 months. I mean, honestly,
that's
a milestone these days.
It's, you know, it's new, and we're going strong. I mean, at least like emotionally, I feel like we're connected, and yeah. You know, it's been pretty great.
Yeah.
But physically, something's been on my mind, and
okay.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, Paige, a guess. You get us with news all the time, like getting us to make guesses.
He's got a closet full of something?
Yes. One would be weird, but a closet full is a big red flag, she says.
I can't even imagine.
Just you're on a game show. You have 5 seconds. You lose.
I would say if he had a closet full of sex devices, would be strange.
Sex devices? My God,
yeah,
Paige.
He'd be like,
we can't go take her anywhere.
He would be high maintenance if you needed a toy for every.
Let's not
situation.
Answer it yet. You say it's you've connected spiritually. You know, you're on the same wavelength kind of thing, but not physically. So is it an attraction thing or what? Go ahead with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been on my mind, like, that we're not connecting physically. At first, I thought maybe he was just taking things slow and being super respectful, which I respect. Yeah. But, you know, just after a couple months of not being physical with each other, I did bring it up in conversation over some wine. And
keep going.
And,
that's
yeah,
the secret, well, guys. Don't dispute wine. Like it's a gateway thing.
Get the wine with the foot on it. That always
totally.
Works.
Yeah. It just brings it out. Yeah. And you know, at first, when I brought it up and kind of was pressing him on it, he just said it was something that he wasn't really thinking about, but. That just, it seemed off to me, and I don't know if it was the wine in my brain or I just didn't really like the answer.
Yeah.
It didn't sit well with me.
Right.
So when I was back at his place, I did do a little snooping through his room when he was in the shower.
Big snooping.
Just, you know, to see if there was anything that I was missing.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, the answer was pretty vanilla to me, and I was just looking for signs of maybe another woman that he's hiding. Like, were there any notes around? Were there any like remnants of another woman? You know, you break up with someone, there's things.
Condom wrappers. You're like, hey man,
rubber wrappers.
Me.
Or,
what is
or condoms in general.
Yeah. Because,
you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't find anything in the bedroom, but I did find something else.
Found the closet.
And they were, it was in the closet. So.
See if Paige was right.
It was sex toys, honestly.
You got it, Paige.
You got it. That was
we got to give her a big round of applause. It's not often Paige wins any games or any type of competitions on this show. And she got that one. So.
And it was a lot of them. Like, not just a few. Like, a lot. And, yeah. It
okay.
was nothing weird, but.
Well. Okay, it's nothing weird. And obviously, we have to watch our, is it P's and Q's? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you got to cross your eyes.
All the other letters are fine.
But a closet full.
Well, what, like, when it comes to a man, there's only, and educate me, like, there's only, like, a handful of different options versus, I feel like, for women, there's, like, at least I notice when I go to Adam and Eve, there's, like, there's a little bit of stuff for dudes, but more of it's for women. So like
yeah, like it would be very hard to use on a dude,
right? Or why would a let's be honest, why would a straight man have a need for something like that? You know, something that resembles that of a saddle.
Oh yeah,
God, you think about that. You might have a lot of different, like a variety of.
So what are we talking here? Like, are we talking, you know, all like you know,
oh, no.
things that you know he himself would. Place himself it, in, or
it was thing for women, but like also reading material, like not porn mags, but
graphic
like
novels.
Books.
Oh God!
Oh, yeah. Not mags.
No, not the magazines. Like sex books, if that makes any sense.
How
like,
to?
Yeah, like positions, like Kama Sutra stuff, or is this like
yes.
just oh?
Well, Kama Sutra, and then like also just like about like pleasing women, like how just you know any kind of reading material.
Someone bought my books.
So when he tells you that he didn't really think about it or wasn't thinking about it, what did you think when he said that? Like something's wrong.
I'm thinking,
with it.
How are you not thinking about it? This seems to be a closet full of things that you're thinking about,
wow.
or that you've at least thought about in the past or recent past. Elsewise, why would you have a whole collection of?
But like, were you mad when you found all that stuff?
That's a good question.
I was confused. I was like, wait, how did I miss this? Because I mean, on all the other levels we were connecting and things we were talking about, I'm just surprised that like the sexual talk at least didn't come up for me to find out that he was as sexually curious or interested in learning about this stuff. I mean, unless he's saving it for a big surprise, like
that's creepy.
That is now I knew about the toys and stuff. I did not know that it went to that inundation of like the reading material and all the like. Was there a lot of baby oil and stuff like that?
No okay. baby oil.
Okay.
There was one little small tube or canister of that
jelly.
The hot war. Yeah.
You imagine she thought she found a Hershey Kiss, but it was the top of a toy.
Gosh. Oh no! Oh no!
Oh
no, Lord!
And he's not a sex therapist, so.
Yeah. Exactly.
What if you were dating and that's what he does part time?
So I'm not expecting you to spill your guts on the radio completely, but like when you say, like you guys like kissing and I mean this sounds so like middle school talk, but like where has it went? In other words, you've not had fully had sex, but has there been clothes removed? Has there been something as simple as a caressing of the breasts?
Yeah, like middle school stuff, you
wow,
know, but nothing man. Moving to.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't like know. Like, is he what's his background? Like, do you know any of heard about any of his exes? Was he married, divorced? Like, did he? What is he one of those wild? Hey, I thought I was gay and I'm not, and I'm just learning about women now. Or,
see,
I mean, I'm serious.
I'm not sure now. I mean, he was dating someone like 4 months before we started dating, which ended.
Is it
so.
A woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good question.
Yeah.
And does he have a sex room? Because that would creep. I would be
sex
like,
closet.
I'd be gone. If he had
yeah. No. Just a sex closet.
You think that he might like? And this is like a probably a deep psychological question. But you think like he facilitates himself so much that like that's not. The attraction for him anymore. Like a lot of stockbrokers and people who do a lot of hardcore business stuff, Fat Boy will tell you this, that they tell their male employees, get sex off your brain while you're at work.
Gotta focus.
You have to focus. In other words, if you need to go to the bathroom and facilitate yourself, do it because it'll keep your mind on business and not women.
And see, me being a weirdo,
we're like animals.
And the fact that you haven't had any intimacy, I'm thinking maybe he's got low T and he can't get an erection, and that's why he uses those things to please
no,
you.
That
Paige.
Did cross my mind.
Dude,
like
having to use
maybe also that he's got like a secret porn addiction or something, or maybe he's got a freaky side that he is hiding
for
because.
Sure.
So you didn't bring it up. You didn't bring it up to him after you found all this stuff, or would you do? Just go home, or?
Well, so I didn't say anything that night because I just wanted to process what I found, honestly, and I didn't want to have that conversation just because I was thinking, all right, well, if tonight could be the night, then I would ruin it, you know, because if I brought all that up, he would just be like completely.
Yeah.
Caught off guard, and you know, I was going through his things. Like, why are you in my closet? You know, looking
I think in the future, if I have a woman over and I take a shower, I'm going to have her go sit in her car while I shower.
We're going to go through all your stuff.
Yeah, look, you sound like you're open-minded. You sound, you know, fun and all that, but you can't avoid red flags either. And that's a red flag that, but you can't also say, hey, I saw this. Right? You can't say I went through. So I think you just got to be straight up, say, look, I'm feeling it. I'm at that, you know, it's not on the man to necessarily make the first move. So if I can be blunt, like maybe next time you're all over, you know, you have dinner or whatever, just reach down, grab your handful.
Yeah.
And just see what happens. Be the aggressor.
What if he wants to reverse roles? Are you down with that? Like, you know what I'm saying? He wants you to be the man.
Yes. You be the man.
No.
I'm not into, like, you know, the dominatrix, like, or, you know.
You don't want to wear, like, something.
Also, I want him to be the man, and, like, I like being pursued. So it does take a little bit for me to, like, jump on him, but I think that's a good idea.
I just
initiate it.
Mm-hmm. But the spontaneity of the new attraction is so hot and sexy when you start dating, you know.
What do you look like? Who do you look like? Anyone famous that you resemble? So you can paint that picture for the weirdos that are texting in asking.
Is there someone? I'd say, like, maybe close to Blake Lively. God! A bit, but not fully.
Oh, wow. Damn. And he hasn't wanted to have sex with you? God. There's a problem.
God!
Yeah, I mean, I try to not take it personally. I'm thinking, like, okay, he's just being, you know, respectful, and maybe if he has a freaky deaky side, maybe he's just, like, too scared to bring it out, and because once it comes out, maybe it's all out, or who knows? Maybe his last relationship was, maybe that was her idea for him to really explore things more. Maybe she thought he wasn't that good, but who knows?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. If you can hold, great. If you can't, I know you said you had to be at work at a certain time, so thank you very much. We'll continue to talk about this, okay?
All righty.
All right, Blake Lively.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Wow.
You big bully.
You know, with a name like that, yeah, I mean, you can't be unattractive with a name like that.
Or a nice person.
That's not true. She seemed very sweet.
She seems disappointed, and I was hoping it would work out for her.
Like, where is that?
Why are people so weird?
I don't know.
Dating is misery.
I think I'm thinking too psychological, too deep about this. Like, maybe dude is like just... Also, there's this complex now of men who are afraid to make the first move because they don't want to be... They don't know what the word sexual harassment means.
But don't you have to, like, take a chance these days and just...
No! I'm serious.
Seriously, as a woman, you just want to ask these dudes that you date, okay, let's just get it out. What is wrong with you?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
They're not going to respect you if you don't try to, like, make a move. You
play, like, what's that game... that game about bad for humankind.
Like, if I was going to call...
What is that called?
Is it Tetris?
No, the board game. It's like where you just... It's like those silly questions.
I know what it is. I'm not going to tell you because I like yours
better.
It's like
for all mankind.
No. If I was going to call your ex, what would she say about you? All your exes. And you just want to get to the
point. They changed their numbers. You can't.
You would get to the point like...
Do you got bad for all mankind at your house?
Shut up. What is it called? Evil for all mankind.
It starts with cards.
Cards for humanity.
That's fun.
All mankind. Small step for mankind.
You should play games like that.
So. Undertaker versus mankind.
So all right. What is wrong with you sexually? We got to get this out in the open.
All right. This is, I would, honest to God, I would love to hear from more women, but also dudes. I mean, both. 1-800-774-0093.
He's into some stuff.
He's into some stuff. And maybe he... Maybe she comes off more like, she only probably into missionary, and he's like, I want to do things where I'm doing the splits and spinning around on a ceiling fan or something. 1-800-774-0093. Typical Rise Guys conversation. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Laura, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
For the Lord, the amount of calls and texts about this one phone call is something else.
There's a lot of input. Like, I don't want to say from experience with people.
Right.
But a lot of questions, at least.
All right, so where do you want to go first, Flobot?
You want to go to Luke?
Luke? Well, yeah, he's been waiting a long time. Hey, Luke.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
How much, sir? What did you think about? First off, you think the girl really looks like Blake Lively? And she said she did. She sounded yeah, pretty. I mean, if that makes any sense, but
yeah.
Blake Lively, that's pretty strong right there.
Yeah, I'll say. I mean, I'm over though.
Yeah, for sure. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, what were you going to say about this?
I feel like I got to say something here because I think you're making a whole lot of something out of nothing. You know, you've been dating this guy for 2 months. He treats you real well, and you have this, you know, a great emotional connection. But now all of a sudden you're worried just because he hasn't jumped your bones yet. I mean, and then you snoop through his stuff, which, I mean, that's gross while he's in the shower.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. That's a page part, out of the Crazy Girlfriend book.
That part, you know, I would not really do that. I would not go through her closet while she's in the shower. A, because I'm telling myself, there's probably cameras. I'd say that anywhere right. I'm ever at. Like
yes.
The other day, I was at the grocery store. I was like, I feel the need to pull my underwear out of my crack right now. But if I do it right here, 14 camera views and probably some old lady is going to see it happen. So, you know, I kind of did that little jiggle with your hips and got it out that way. But I always think there's cameras here. So I'm
yeah.
either going to be embarrassed or caught. And that,
you always have to assume cameras everywhere, even
well,
in people's
the Lord's
bedrooms.
Always watching.
Yeah.
You ought to look at it that way, too.
Absolutely.
I think, Luke, though, don't you think the weird thing, though, is about the toys, though, is about so much?
No, I totally agree. I mean, my question is, like, first of all, why are the toys a bad thing? I mean, would she rather him, like, running around handling his business with other women, you know? Right. Instead, you know, he's got, like, his own system in place, you know, like a self-sufficient setup, yeah. if you will.
Yeah.
Wait for the reveal party.
Right.
Right. Yeah, you know, like some guys collect baseball cards and,
okay.
you know, other guys collect power tools.
He's got the latest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
right?
You know, well, if my mama collected pillows, for instance. Her bed.
Yeah. I didn't think the guy would have, like, you know, same-sex toys, if that makes sense.
That is kind of odd.
Same, meaning what?
Like, I thought he would have, you know, the opposite-sex toys. Like
to please himself, not
yeah,
a woman.
Yeah, like, you know, like different parts, like not...
See, that's where, okay, here's two things. Luke, see,
Benoit balls
see if you agree with me on this. I feel one of two things. A, he's already in a, maybe he's already like got a bunch of friends with benefits where it's like on the, as Willow said it, the freaky deaky level where they're just doing, you know, wild stuff and maybe he thinks, you know, she's maybe too innocent for all that stuff. Or several people sent in this text, which I didn't even think about. Maybe dude has an STD.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Ew.
I mean, you start thinking and all these different...
toys have them.
You start going down all these different holes. Not like that, but just, you know, rabbit holes. Wow. I'm over with him. This is great.
Boy, she said he had books, but not magazines. Like, what was that about?
No, I was going to ask that, too. Like, why is the books a big deal? I mean, that's not a red flag. I think that's a green flag, you know? Like, yeah. You found a man who actually does his research? You know how rare that is, man? Yeah. Like, you know, most guys think they can just wing it with the same three moves that they learned from some bad movie back in high school.
Yeah.
But, you know, this dude's out there hitting the books. He's studying, you know? He's putting in the effort to be the master craftsman.
He's training. He's in training. He wants to be an Olympic sex gold medalist.
Oh.
Yeah, he's dedicated.
Or a deviant, either way.
And here's a good text, too. Like, how long are you in a relationship before one of you doesn't say anything about sex? Do you just wait for them or not pursue it any further? I think that as a man, we need to come to some understanding of what sexual harassment is. Because there's no one wants to get allegations or whatever. Maybe, you know, you were just out on a date and you made a first move that she thought was too aggressive. That ain't the kind of reputation you want to get.
Do you date women that you don't want to have sex with?
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay, then.
But they don't know that.
Oh, really?
No, absolutely. I mean, but there could be a ton of reasons why he hasn't made the first move yet. You know what I mean? Maybe he's had a bad experience in the past. Maybe he just really respects you. Maybe he doesn't want to rush. I mean, just hear me out. Like, it's like he wanted to see if you actually like him.
You must be. Are you going underground right now? Your connection's really losing. But.
No, Luke. I'm starting to think Luke is the boyfriend, actually, to be honest with you.
Oh!
The way he's defending the guy.
Yeah, right. Okay. Man, oh, man. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back. We've still got a bunch of calls on hold. So, P1 Benji Mac. You'll get first when we come back. You've been waiting a long time, second longest. And thank you to Luke. And then we'll hold over headlines because we on a streak right now, baby.
Yep. There's a lot going on.
I was talking
still.
To Fat Boy, by the way, before you think I was harassing you, Paige.
We're on a skid.
All right.
That's what we're on.
We're on a skid?
Big skid.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Big, beautiful skid.
All things rise, guys.
Every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We're gonna keep this moving along real nice. P1 Benji Mac, who's been waiting for 26 minutes. Benji, hope you're not
What's
at
happening,
work.
Fellas?
Good morning, sir.
What's up?
Hey, dude could be 50 Shades of Grey on a budget. He can't afford a whole romper room, so he's got to quit his closet.
Oh, man.
Well played.
I was thinking, like, what if he's trying to break it out, like looking for the right time, wanting her to have.
And I mean, if he hasn't jumped her bone, she must look like Jake Lively and not Blake Lively.
Oh, no. You can tell sometimes by a woman's voice if she's attractive or not.
Yeah, that wasn't it.
Yeah.
You don't think? Oh, I thought
no.
Oh, really?
She killed it with the Blake Lively, man, that big bully. I don't know why she's saying she looks like her.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that mole on her face anyhow.
God, y'all are.
You'll be mean.
Blake,
there's a reason Deadpool likes Wolverine.
What in the world?
When's that going to start streaming? I want to see it, but I don't want to pay
attention. Dude, me and you both, I'm waiting on that one. That's going to be as good as the Amber Heard one.
That's the one. I want to see it, but I don't want to pay for it, so I'll watch it when I get it on something I pay for. Now, let me ask you this, Benji Mac. I believe you to be a happily married man, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but let's say you're not and you're out dating or whatever. Girl takes a shower. You're looking for just a pillow or something. You're spending the night over. You open this closet. You see dildos and lube and vibrating. I mean,
like
just
a Gatling gun of dildos.
Ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Is there a little bit of intimidation?
No, she's getting out of the shower to a naked guy.
Ooh, he's already going to be waiting.
You're going to be in the bed naked when she gets out.
Yeah, I'm going to be swinging him around saying, let's get it off.
It's easier the older you get, is it not, Benji? Thank you so much. Yes. Have a good morning, my friend.
Why is life so hard?
You waited 26 minutes to talk for a minute 45.
And people have to be so difficult and have, you know, a closet full of naughty things, you know.
Because, I mean, maybe he's coming off a slump. Of like where he's like, you know what, I'm just.
Can you get addicted to that stuff? Want to try what else is next?
If yes, like, I guess.
I think that's a big. They say like for the first time in American culture, like marriage and living together relationships are like stopping, and like more people are just like doing their own thing, independent. And I think a lot of that probably does come from porn addiction, because as human beings, you're going to me think of the clinical term, get off in some way, shape, form, or fashion. I mean, you just usually are going to. And if that starts to replace the, man, I don't have to pay for dinner or go get dressed up or whatever, I can just get my job. I mean, you know that's going to, it's like people who worked from home through COVID and then were told on Friday, all right, we're coming back Monday. We're going to start working back. You're going to be like, wow. I watch Wheel of Fortune every day at 11 now, dude. How?
I got a schedule, damn it.
I mean, it's.
Do you think some of those toys are like gateway toys? They got the flashlight you can hook up with. But after you get done with that, you're like, well, I'm curious what these do, or what these heavy, like, you know, Benoit balls do, or, you know, like something.
Like if you were a lesbian in a relationship and you had one of those double-headed ones, and then you're suddenly single, like, you're going to maybe experiment with the other end.
I know you got to find a way to make a big U out of it,
like,
right?
Balloon animals or something.
Like a big horseshoe.
Is this a man or a woman or a Pokemon character? Let's go to Char on line. Is that right? Is it Char?
Is it? It's not right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's your name?
Char.
Oh, okay, cool. So what's up?
Like the fish.
You said the guy he's not a real man.
Yeah, the dude is probably not a dude. I mean, y'all said that they got a drawer full of toys, that they're reading these romantic novels, and that they're not initiating. You described my wife. Like, that is not a dude.
Ah, dang it, dude. Oh, my God.
She's going to hear about this.
I mean, it's 2025. It's not out of the reach, you know? Like, have y'all discuss that?
Well, no. I mean,
might
that's
be a woman.
That's you're saying now. That. Let's cut through this rigmarole. Are you saying like a transgender?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't think that.
But one that's maybe gone through, you know, the physical changes, not just the affirmation.
Right. Oh man. God, that's
You never know. I guess.
Yeah. Isn't that something, I've never faced this. I don't know what the etiquette is, but like, if you are, like, you tell them, correct? It is not something you tell them after. I mean, or am I wrong with that?
You mean like, if you're trans or if you already had the
if
surgery?
If you were a woman and you became a man and you and Paige started dating and she knew you as a man, and then after y'all were banging for 2 or 3 months, you're like, hey, I was born fat girl instead of fat boy.
See, I'm already lost because I don't know what
all
that means. I'm saying if someone changes through a operation.
Okay, the operation.
Do they not have to, by some moral obligation, tell the person that assumes they were originally that?
I don't think you do, right? Just like out of sight, out of mind
Wouldn't
type of thing?
Wouldn't you kind of figure it out?
No, see? That you know. Nope. Remember Vegas page? Nope.
Okay.
I was looking at these ads in magazines and stuff saying, man.
It looks the same as a real one. Okay.
Yeah, and then someone pointed out that it said TS in the corner of the ad.
Dude, they tell you don't even have to tell people if you're sick anymore. They got that pill that, like, hey, if you're disease-free or you're untraceable, whatever that is.
Yeah. My money is everything.
You should give somebody a heads up, right?
Oh, that one.
If you're like, hey, I got something you might not want
to
get.
That dude's wife's on the phone. You want to talk to her? I'm just kidding. It's P1 Stumpy. We'll do one more. Stumpy, good morning.
Good morning. If she looks like Blake Lively, I look just like Matthew McConaughey.
Well, you sound like him.
Some attractive people calling today.
I mean,
but
yeah.
First off, has anybody even thought that he may have been sheltered and he don't know what to do, and that's why he's reading all these books? So,
Somebody said maybe he's a virgin.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, pretty much. You know, if you let a sheltered life, you know, parents are not going to answer any questions, and not what he's looking for anyway.
Were that way, would he be like overall just generally awkward? Like, she didn't say he was, just that part was. I don't know though.
I think you think about that like movies and stuff and draw that conclusion.
Yeah.
And as far as the last caller, I mean, you know, he could be a shim. Used to be a she, now he's a him.
Oh, I thought you were talking about one of the Three Stooges for a moment.
Well, I thought you were talking about, you know, fixing the door.
That's a shame.
I'm just hoping modern science works as good as what you all are saying.
Yes.
You couldn't tell the
Stumpy,
difference.
Say hello to Ren for us, would you?
Ron.
All right, see you, man.
He's straight like, man, guys, I'm a lot older than you think I am.
I don't know what you mean by that. I was thinking of Stimpy.
And if he has Stumpy. Maybe he has a Franken penis and you just...
What is that? It's got like thumb
bolts on the end of it?
No, it's weird looking.
It's alive. It's awesome.
Got a flat top?
Okay, just give me the tour because I don't even want that near me. I get it.
Did Mrs. Frankenstein... Did her carpets match the drapes? Like, did she have, like, a white streak going up her
gotta hope so.
I hope so. That'd be awesome.
If Paige found out that this guy was a virgin, like, you wouldn't be all into, like, teaching him and that whole deal?
It'd be like the blind leading the blind. Like, do you want to? I don't know. Do you want to?
Before radio, I've worked with a dude who, he was fine-looking guy, nothing, whatever. He lost his virginity at 36 because... His daddy died when he was young, and he lived with his mama until she died, and then he, like, became an adult. I mean, he was an adult while he lived with his mom, but she was debilitated, and he was helping her, and he never had a social life of any kind.
Everybody's got their own pace.
Yeah. He went to service, came back, lived. Oh, man, that was... But then when he went on a freaky-deaky tour...
Making up for lost time.
Yes, okay. He did.
I mean, look, it's... Being a virgin when you're older in life says something about, you know, at least you're not 15 years old out here and slinging it all around town.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's better than being a man whore, I guess.
It's like a happy in between, right?
Sleeping with everything that's available.
A man whore. It's like, no one ever says lady whore.
They don't.
It's just whore is assumed woman. That's wrong.
No. A whore is a whore is a whore.
Why'd you say man whore?
A slut.
Why do we call them man whores? Why can't they have woman holes out there on the street?
I think
equality. I want to go down a woman hole.
If you're
I bet.
A whore is better than a slut, right? Because a slut has no morals and they do it with anybody.
I'm not much of an equestrian. I don't know, but I'll tell you this. What are you? That was my chair. Quit looking.
Oh yeah, it was.
What are you working on in the play?
Oh my goodness. Well, we have a story about spring break, where a brawl ended with an 18-year-old biting something off, and we'll get into that story next. In your eyes, guys, headlines.
Spring break's over, kids.
Yeah.
Y'all back in school now.
18-year-old boy or girl?
We just know 18 right now, but we'll get into that later.
Okay.
Well
it's a boy.
Oh, a boy. Okay, wow.
Would it be different if it was a girl?
The boy did the biting?
A boy bit something off. Because that doesn't mean anything sexual. The last big thing I thought, first thing I thought of was Mike Tyson biting Evander's ear.
Well, let me give someone an ear.
It was in an ear, Paige.
Perhaps.
All right. She's going to fully read the story and tell us next. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.